producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live, broadcasting worldwide. I am your host, Alex Jones. Final segment I'm hosting. We'll continue with your calls. Anthony Gucciardi's coming up to cover the latest in the economy, what's happening overseas, the open borders, and more. We were just talking to a caller from Sweden. Dante, sorry to cut you off. I had just promised to go to that caller first if he was able to hold. Go ahead from Colorado.
All right, thank you. I just wanted to say, you know, Obama is obviously abusing his power, and we have to realize that, you know, in 1776, it was us, we the people, that really, at the end of the day, that's where the buck stops. And the sooner we realize that, the better off this country will be. And it's just sad to see America just kind of going down the tubes like this. And I just wanted people, American citizens, even people worldwide, to know that it's the people that have the power, not the governments that are abusing their powers and it's given to them, or like puppets, if you know what I mean.
Well, I agree with you, and the elites have just gotten away with so much they think they're invincible. They're not. We are engaged in 1776, though, an info war. We're winning on many fronts, the hearts and minds, whether it's on abortion, whether it's on open borders, whether it's on gun control, whether it's globalism. We have to defend ourselves if it gets physical. And we are having a revolution of people buying guns, learning how to use them. That's in the news as well. That's confirmed. But offensively going after criminal elements of the government is not the way to go, because they're set up to respond to that, to demonize that, to spin that. That's why they want to get things violent. And I know you're not calling for that. I'm just pointing out that that is the last thing we want. I appreciate your call. The last thing we want is any violence against Obama, because that would turn him into a martyr. That would turn him into a celebrity. That would turn him into a victim. And we don't want that. We want to destroy the ideas he's pushed. We want to destroy his fraud. We want to keep him alive, to destroy him in name and his politics and what he represents. We want to keep him alive to destroy him completely, politically. Dion in Illinois, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yeah, Alex, how are you doing?
Good, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think Obama's bringing in the refugees maybe to set up a false flag where they shoot up schools.
Oh, yeah, of course. Like, and then he'll say, turn our guns in. The Democrats are already saying that, yeah, because they've suspended logic.
Yeah, do you think we're one false flag away from a suspension of firearms, and that the refugees would be the perfect patsy for that?
Yes, and I think they're not above attacking a school full of refugees, too, and blaming it on the left wing or right wing or anything. I mean, there's just no telling what these crazies will do. Let me tell you, they're too confident. Like, of course he thinks they're on the rocks, and I think he's partially right. But I'm telling you, they're too arrogant. They're too confident. They're either completely insane or they got multiple ace cards up their sleeves.
Have you seen the movie Denzel Washington, The Siege?
Have I seen the movie The Siege? I think I have. Refresh my memory.
Yeah, they kidnap a terrorist and abduct them, and then there's a series of terrorist attacks in the city, I think, in New York.
Oh, yeah, that's in New York, and martial law gets declared. Yes, yes. It's got Bruce Willis in it. I appreciate your call. He plays the commanding general. All right, I'm out of time, but Brandon, Tim, Tabitha, Nicholas, all of you, you'll be able to talk to Anthony Gucciardi coming up on the situations we've been witnessing. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It is all coming up with Anthony Gucciardi, fresh horse out there with the Pony Express to bring you the info straight ahead. This horse He's going to move on now, not to a break, but to working here, getting ready for the InfoWars Nightly News, talking to our reporters overseas, and working on getting the TV/radio show syndicated on more TV stations. We are getting some affiliates across the country, but I've yet to launch a big rollout of that because I've been so busy with other stuff, but we are on the satellite now. So I want to thank you all for your support as well. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, if you'd like to financially support us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
To the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show, the Overdrive Edition. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. I'll be your guest for the remainder of the hour, covering the newest news, some of the news you definitely didn't hear about on the show today, but I've dug up from around the internet. And also, we have a special guest joining us at the bottom of the hour that's going to talk about some really, really interesting new ways, the so-called secrets of cleansing your body from the toxic substances that we're experiencing on a daily basis. And speaking of toxic substances, let's go through some of the news headlines, including genetically modified salmon cleared for human consumption. If you've been following this for a while, you know that the, I believe it's called AquaFresh, genetically modified salmon, Aqua Bounty, that the FDA went back and forth for a while. Congress actually blocked it and said that the approval may be unsafe and there's more testing required. And then the FDA said, well, we don't care. We're going to push it through, whatever. And this is out of Reuters today. Federal regulators cleared the way for a genetically engineered salmon to be farmed for human consumption in the first ever such approval for an animal whose DNA has been scientifically modified. Now we're getting into modified DNA of animals, even more complex than plants. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's approval of the salmon developed by Aqua Bounty Technologies to grow faster than conventional farmed salmon follows years of deliberations. The regulator has declared the salmon is as nutritious as normally grown Atlantic salmon, which means the salmon will not require specific labeling. That's the key point. They're not actually going to even label the GMO salmon because it's the same thing, guys. Regardless of whether or not it's even safe, right? Regardless, we should still have the decision to choose to eat genetically modified animals when we're at the grocery store. But the FDA says that would be bad because it's nutritionally the same, even though it's modified. You're not allowed to know what you're doing. In other news, Putin puts $50 million bounty on heads of Metrojet bombers. And if you're not aware of this news already, Vladimir Putin has offered $50 million bounty for anyone who can find those responsible for blowing up a Russian plane over Egypt, saying we will find them anywhere on the planet and punish them. It's a hardcore statement from Putin. And it's interesting, and I want to play some of these videos for you, because as other countries are issuing these hardcore statements against ISIS and terrorism of all forms and saying we're going to do anything possible, $50 million bounties, just going all out. What's happening here in the United States? What's happening in France? We're accepting more refugees, and people like Cheryl Atkinson say that Obama won't even read the reports on terrorist groups to begin with. Let's cue up that video.
I have talked to people who have worked in the Obama administration who firmly believe he's made up his mind, closed his mind, they say, to their intelligence that they've tried to bring him about various groups that he does not consider terrorists, even if they are on the U.S. list of designated terrorists. He has his own ideas, and there are those who've known him a long time who say this dates back to law school. If he does not necessarily, you may think this is a good trait, you may think it's a bad trait. He does not necessarily listen to the people with whom he disagrees. He seems to dig in. And, you know, that would be, I suppose he would say, because he thinks he's right.
So you're saying,
he is facing formidable opposition on this particular point.
So when he stands there and says, as he always does, no matter what the issue, you may notice this, I'm sure as a reporter, you notice this like I do. You know, no matter what the issue, no matter what the topic, no matter what the press conference, if it's a controversial thing or he's getting pushback on it from anywhere, he'll say, I'm not the only one who believes this. Everybody believes that. That's a weakness, I think. But you're telling me that you've talked to people in his inner circle or in the administration that are telling you that even though there are groups that might be on our terror list, that are classified as terrorist groups, Obama, in his mind, doesn't consider them to be terrorists. Because what? Because they have a gripe?
I don't know the reasoning for it. I've only been told by those who have allegedly attempted to present him or been in the circle that have attempted to present him with certain intelligence that they said he doesn't want it. He said he doesn't want it or he won't read it.
So he won't even read the intelligence reports, according to Cheryl Atkinson, about the ISIS terrorists, about terrorist groups in the United States. Just letting everyone in. And here's the thing, by the way. This isn't even a political issue. I'm over politics. I'm on the third party of reality. I'm on the third party of humanity. I'm on the third party of reason. This is above politics. This is beyond politics. This is the most fundamental basics. And one of the main reasons this country is so sick and this planet is so sick and our ideologies have been decayed and destroyed in many ways is because we don't seem to understand the details. We have to lump everything because we've been told to by the establishment system from the schools we've been put into to the re-education camp style learning systems that everything has to be black or white, A or B, right? You know the basic analogy of left versus right, the Democrats versus Republicans that everyone uses to attack the other. What it is, it's a self-defense mechanism that we've created, that we've utilized throughout our lives to protect ourselves from new thoughts and ideas. It's a way to stay closed-minded by labeling people. So I'm sitting here right now talking about the ridiculousness that Obama does not even look at the reports on terrorist groups, is letting refugees in, and just letting all this happen. And I have another video I'm going to play here in a second about how he was warned about the Syrian refugees before the ISIS Paris ISIS attacks, and he didn't care. That's not politics. But some people listening right now are going to say, well, Anthony Gucciardi sounds like he's a right-winger because he criticized Obama. Or they're going to say something even sillier. Right? They're going to say, that shirt he's wearing looks bad, therefore I don't trust him. Or you know, he sounds like an idiot. The way I speak makes your brain shut off. All these people do, in many ways, is they label things to shut it down, or they use personal attacks. Right? So let's say, for example, I like fishing, which I'm actually not a huge fan of fishing, but I like to go out fishing. But you don't like fishing, so therefore, everything I say is bad. Or I made a mistake one time on air, and I said something that you didn't agree with. Or I used a word, right? I used a word that you didn't agree with. Well, everything he said is now wrong. And that's how we've been taught to think. We've just been taught to think that ideas reflect on the person. And if we don't agree with something about that person, or agree about something that person does, therefore the ideas are worthless. But I know most of you listening to this show and watching it on whatever platform you're watching it on know that it is about the ideas. And that's why we're making a difference. And that's why we can talk about real things and real issues instead of the mainstream media, which is like a circus. And all they use is labels. They say conservative journalist, liberal journalist, libertarian journalist. How about journalists? Why do we have to coincide with a specific party or a specific idea? Black Lives Matter versus All Lives Matter versus not even having to say that? It all goes back to the fundamentals. It's a self-defense mechanism. And speaking of that, let's go to this video where it actually says Obama officials before Paris attack warned of risk of Syrian refugees in the U.S. And this is not a political thing. This is third party of reality. This is third party of reason. We should probably care about Syrian refugee intel on terrorist attacks. Let's check out this video.
It is a time-consuming process, and one of the challenges we will have is that we're not going to know a whole lot about the individual refugees that come forward from the UN High Commission on Refugees for resettlement and vetting.
We don't obviously put it past the likes of ISIL to infiltrate operatives among these refugees. So that is a huge concern of ours.
Didn't we still encounter cases of domestic terrorism conducted by those admitted as refugees? With significantly less information on potential Syrian refugees, isn't it true that you can't ensure that the Iraqi experience is not going to be replayed?
You're correct that we did discover in people who had come in as refugees from Iraq a number of people who were of serious concern, including two that were charged when we found their fingerprints on improvised explosive devices from Iraq. There's no doubt that that was the product of a less than excellent vetting that had been done on Iraqi refugees.
It is not a perfect process. There is a degree of risk attached to any screening and vetting process. We look to manage that risk as best we can.
The bad news is our ability to touch data with respect to people who may come from Syria may be limited. That is, if we don't know much about somebody, there won't be anything in our data.
We don't have the information on most of these people. Isn't that true?
Yeah, and I can't sit here and offer anybody an absolute assurance that there's no risk associated with this. The bad news is there's no risk-free process.
Well, the bad news is we should probably just ignore all of the risks about the terrorist groups that we're letting inside the United States. And again, it's not a left versus right issue. It's a third party of reality thing. Maybe we shouldn't ignore all the warnings from people that actually know what they're talking about. But you know what? I saw an R next to someone's name indicating Republican on that mashup by the Washington Free Beacon. And thanks to Washington Free Beacon for allowing us to use that. But I saw an R next to one of their names. I'm going to use labels and preconceived notions and the mainstream media / establishment system that I've been brought up on to attack that person and therefore disregard everything they just said. In fact, you notice someone that is hardcore left or right. I mean, they could literally have cancer and their doctor could be the opposite spectrum. Let's say they're extreme liberal and they go to the doctor and the doctor's a Republican. He says, I've run all the tests. You have cancer. You're a liar. You don't know anything. You're a Republican. It is so silly that we can't listen to humans anymore because of their ideas. We have to label them to shut them down as a self-defense mechanism against free-thinking ideology. because I can't talk about this stuff, or I'm an Obama basher, or I'm criticizing, or I'm supporting the Republicans. Nope, that's not how it is. This is reality. This is Anthony Gucciardi on the Overdrive edition of the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back with a lot more and a special guest coming up, Alex Jones, at the end of the program, joining us to talk about another special message as well.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Your house is under attack. Every day our homes and families are attacked by harmful gases, mold, and pollutants caused by everyday activities. According to the EPA, indoor air can be 5 to 100 times worse than outdoor air. And the American Lung Association states that poor indoor air can cause infections and chronic lung diseases such as asthma. Protect your family with a complete indoor air quality package from Wave Home Solutions. Wave ventilation units for basements and crawl spaces reduce moisture that nourishes mold, odors, dust mites, and expels gases and pollutants. Add the Wave 6-stage air purifier to get rid of the viruses, chemicals, and pollutants upstairs for a complete indoor air quality solution. A healthy home is the best investment you can make. Visit WaveHomeSolutions.com. That's WaveHomeSolutions.com. Or call 888-758-WAVE. That's 888-758-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. And coming up next segment, we've got a very special guest who's going to break down the secrets of total body cleansing and some really, really free things you can do at your house that I totally agree with and I think are really powerful to feel better in a very short period of time. But first, I want to get to some news and articles, and then later at the end of the show, the last segment, Alex will be joining us with some feedback on some health stories as well. But remember that company run by the CEO who decided to do this that raised the price of an AIDS-related, it should say on all these titles, by the way, because it's really a food poisoning type drug that's specifically used in a lot of HIV/AIDS patient cases. But it's AIDS-related drug. He jacked up the price by 5,500%. Okay? It went from like $20. It's an article. I remember reading it months ago. Yes, it was one. It cost $1 per pill to make, or per tablet to make. And he raised the price from a $13.50, which is an amazing profit margin, to $750 a pill. So it's used to treat conditions including AIDS-related toxoplasmosis, and that's what I was talking about. It's specifically used in a lot of cases for AIDS patients. But $13.50 to $750. You might remember this article, 5,500%. Well, his company, Turing Pharmaceuticals, has now lost $14.6 million this quarter. The loss was made between July and the end of September. The next revenue reported in Turing's financial report for Theraprim and blood pressure drug was $5.6 million. He defended the losses, saying it had been investing money into new drugs. Well, I'll tell you what. It's good to make money and help people. It really, really is. It's an amazing thing for good people to have money. And I mean good intention people. We all make mistakes, right? There's no one that's truly good. No angel out there. There's no Mother Teresa walking around making millions. But I mean people with good intentions. Money is not actually inherently evil because in the Bible we talk, you know, people say, well, money is the root of all evil. No, actually, it says love of money is the root of all evil. And I believe love of money can help raise the HIV-related drug price by 5,500%. And what happens is, it's called churn and burn. You can make a ton of cash up front when you do truly wicked things for cash. I mean, tons of cash. The pharmaceutical companies do it all the time. I know people that were making $300,000 to $400,000, sometimes $500,000 per month, due to a pharmaceutical drug company loophole where Blue Cross Blue Shield would pay for certain drugs due to some weird legislation or whatever that were upwards of $30,000 per bottle. Insurance would cover it. So doctors would be writing it out. And these companies were making tons and tons of cash until it got shut down. Churn and burn. The sustainable way to do it is to have good intentions. And again, we all make mistakes. No one's perfect. If someone says they're perfect, run the other way. If you're talking and coming clean about something and someone says, well, I'm perfect. I don't do anything like that. I'm a great person. I would never do something like that. Turn around, say nothing, say thank you, and walk away and run away from that person and say thank you for showing me that you are a completely phony, fake person. Just like the politicians that stand up there during the debates with a smile on their face and love of God and family. What joker clowns. What complete actors and actresses, complete morons that have no truth in their human essence and their soul and their humanity. They choose to be fake to dupe you. Being real is the only answer, and it's the only way. Let's get into some more news before we hit the next segment. Superbug emerges in China to remind us that antibiotics won't last forever, which is extremely true. In general, this is from the Washington Post. According to a study in the Lancet Infectious Diseases, a gene dubbed MCR1 is becoming more common in bacteria found in China. MCR1 gives bacteria the ability to resist antibiotics called polymyxins. These harsh antibiotics are considered a last line of defense, a treatment when bacteria have shown resistance to everything else. But with MCR1 in tow, bacteria can thwart our most aggressive drugs. You know, I've told you for years and years and years, being a guest on this program and sometimes being invited to host and such, that the microbiome in your body, the gut bacteria balance in your body, is probably the most important thing. And no one talks about it. They finally started admitting that mental illness is most likely triggered by your gut. And all of us feel anxiety sometimes. That's in the gut. we are going to hit an age where antibiotics are becoming useless, and we're going to finally be forced to go back to the root of health, the gut, the balance of bacteria. And we can talk to our guest coming up about that and a lot more. I'm Anthony Gucciardi. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming, and Alex joining us later in the program.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a six-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. It's the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. This is Overdrive, and I'm Anthony Gucciardi with you for the rest of the hour. We've got Dr. Edward Group on the line, and we're going to talk about a whole lot of things, including the precedent that has been set today with the approval of genetically modified salmon for human consumption. And regardless what you think about GMOs, the safety, whatever, this is a serious precedent because it is the first time that an approval has been set for an animal with augmented DNA. That is, DNA that's been genetically modified, and they're not even going to label it. So this is a powerful precedent that's been set. We're also going to talk about the article I just mentioned, the superbug emerging in China, that's reminding us that antibiotics won't last forever. We're going to talk about some awesome ways you can cleanse your body and a lot of really, really fun stuff. And then after this, Alex is going to join us for his take on the whole thing at the last segment of the hour. But Dr. Group, I want to talk to you about what you think is some of the most important things going on today and your take on this whole thing. But go ahead and lead us off.
Well, regarding the salmon, I mean, that's just crazy. We did a show not too long ago about transgenics, and whenever you have animals that are genetically modified, I mean, this has been going on. DARPA's been funding these black ops, you know, operations for a long time, not only with animals, but with humans. So this is the first step where we're actually seeing this take place in some sort of an approval process from the government with the salmon. I think it's sick, but I think that the solution is not to buy salmon. I mean, you know, get the word out as much as possible. And coming into the holiday season, this is the worst time of the year for sickness. You have what we've discovered out there right now, which I'm sure you've had a lot of callers calling in too, which is with chronic respiratory infections that have been lasting for 4 to 6 weeks, even more than that. So we definitely know that there's something going on that's in the air around the world right now. We know that Fukushima is acting up. There's more radiation in the water. The animals, the out off the coast of California, they're banning crabbing because of the high levels of radiation. We're seeing it from all different angles right now. And at the time, we're coming into the holiday season. We're coming into Thanksgiving. People are going to be consuming more high fructose corn syrup. They're going to be consuming more processed canned foods, which are going to contain all sorts of chemicals. So it's a good time right now for people to really be aware of what's going on in the world and to start focusing on their own health, their family's health, make a commitment this holiday season to change up and use organic products for all your Thanksgiving or all your snacks and everything else that you're going to be consuming and your family's going to be consuming. And not only that, but people overeat and usually gain 10 to 15 pounds from Halloween to January. So it's best if they just really look at everything that you're doing. Drink more water. Try to reduce the alcohol content. Don't go get flu shots and vaccinations out there during this time. Try to reduce your stress levels and just be happy during the holiday season, which is what it's intended to do. It's really become more of a stressful scenario over the last few years than it has a relaxation period and a healthy period for people.
I think so too, and it's amazing because the modern society that we live in right now, this construct, it feels as if we're always walking around with 50 backpacks full of bricks on, whether it's the stress or the mere reality of reading this news. I mean, just look at some of these headlines. You know, GMO salmon cleared for human consumption. The pot-smoking Paris suicide bomber. Ex-wife reveals blood brother terrorist was a jobless layabout who spent his entire time taking drugs and sleeping. Never went to mosque. And then he went and blew himself up trying to kill people. Superbugs emerging. ISIS threatens New York City in new propaganda video. The U.S. approves $1.29 billion in arms sale to Saudi Arabia. The truth is life is stressful. The truth is that a lot of people, including me, including everyone, have short attention spans, and we forget when the holiday season comes about the high fructose corn syrup. We forget to drink the water. We forget all of it. But the sad reality is there are groups that are generating all this stuff. They're creating high fructose corn syrup with mercury. The Washington Post in 2007 found that one-third of all processed foods containing high fructose corn syrup were full of mercury. And just as he mentioned with Fukushima, I've done extensive stuff on that, and so has Dr. Group. But, I mean, they said the leak wasn't that bad. It was 1.5 times what they even said in the beginning. And then in 2013, it was leaking even more than the first month and the first year. It's going 72 to 73% of it is dumped of the cesium right into the Pacific Ocean. But we forget about that. We don't care about that. Until it blows up again, we're not going to care. Some of us care. I know you listening care. But the general population, we're constantly in a struggle pushing back against these corporations, against these establishment groups that are just shoving it all on us. They're shoving it all on us. And the point of this show, you know, for me, and having Dr. Group on, is dumping all of that like a backpack full of bricks. The stress that's keeping you down, the hopelessness, the apathy, just all of it, just dump it. You can escape all of this. That's why we're talking about cleansing the body. Take control of your health. Take control of your life. And these are serious steps when he talks about this stuff. It's not like, oh, yeah, I'll try and do that. No, no, it's time to get out of the system because they are controlling you. They are giving you poison to consume.
And I'm not saying that for effect. I mean, we know that if you go to the grocery store, the processed foods contain real, serious, toxic poison. And it's not something that we should laugh about. These corporations don't care. It's just like the guy that jacked up the AIDS drug by 5,500%. There are sociopathic people, not even saying he's a sociopath, but, you know, there are people out there that have sociopathic tendencies to just make money and hurt people. We're against that. We're standing against that. Dr. Group.
I couldn't have said it better. You know, when you look at every single toxic chemical that's put out there, from fragrances to environmental pollutants to cosmetics, sunscreen, pesticide residue, fire retardants, bug sprays, sun, you know, it's just the list goes on and on and on. And it's really, there is solutions. And that's what we're all about. We're all about giving people solutions to cleanse their body, reactivate their body's self-healing mechanism, and avoid as much as possible any of these chemical contaminants that are in their environment, that are exposed to at work and at home, because you have to sleep at night. You know, you might be sleeping on a memory foam mattress, and you're inhaling a massive amount of toxic chemicals all night long. You know, just little things like that, putting plants inside your home. But like you said, spending more time with yourself instead of watching the news and watching all the fear-based and negative and negative and negative stuff, because it is real easy to get wrapped up in it. We're living in a negative world right now. The earth is sick. The earth has negative frequencies being broadcast all over it through the cell phone towers, through HARP. You know, people say, why don't you get into politics and be a senator and run for president sometimes? And I tell them, it's not... You're not ever going to create change in government the way it is right now. What we're doing, all of us, the grassroots effort, the activism that we're doing, we've done more for the planet and more for the world's population in the last 10 years than the government has done in the history of the government. It's about the people, the power of the people coming together and standing up for what they believe in. And not purchasing. That's how you really affect change, is to not buy the chemical-laced things. To call your senators about fluoride being in the water, trying to get it out. To look at the side effects of the pharmaceutical medications. To not believe the psychiatrists out there that are trying to sell you psychiatric medications for what they made up as mental illness, which there's no such thing as mental illness.
No, exactly. And it reminds me, not to interrupt, the 200-plus grocery stores I read about that aren't going to sell the GMO salmon, or the numerous companies that are taking high fructose corn syrup out of their products. They're being forced to change and take the GMOs out because of the activism that we're creating right here. And at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. And you said it best. It's not even about politics. The third-party reality is here. The political spectrum is dying. Once you enter the game, they are the game masters. You don't have to play the game. You're outside the game. You're influencing on a greater level. You're not going to play on their chessboard. That is how you lose. You're actively influencing from a much greater perspective and a much higher peak.
Exactly, and that's why we're actually seeing, that's why they're running scared right now, and that's why they know that change is on the horizon. I mean, think about how much just one chemical, BPA, there's 8 billion pounds of BPA produced a year. That's more than a pound for every single person on the planet. And you only need parts per million to create negative change in the system. So just if people were to understand that alone and write their senators and bring awareness through email, through social media, that's another good reason that social media is out there, because it only takes one other person to send it to five other people, and then those five people send it to another 10 people, and then those 10 people send it to another 50 people. So the thing is, we're all here, and most of the listeners that are out there that listen to Alex and that are aware of these things, we all know what needs to take place, and we're all spreading the word on a daily basis. And we've accomplished a lot of things in the last 10 years, and we're just going to continue going and continue going and continue going until each thing fluorides out of the water, until they stop spraying chemtrails in the air, until they you know, start working and utilizing more natural medicine, which you're starting to see because there's a demand. Patients are walking into their doctor's offices and saying, hey, I don't want prescription medications, or what do you have that's natural that I can take? And the doctors are being forced to learn about natural medicine. I know because they contact me, they buy my book, they want to learn what we're doing.
They do.
So it is a slow change and it is happening. But right now you have a massive amount of forces at play, negative forces versus positive forces.
Absolutely. And, you know, I always say feed your brain like you would your stomach. You wouldn't eat Spam for a week straight, or like you wouldn't eat like a McDonald's hamburger, you know, unless you're mentally insane, for a whole week straight, unless you're making a documentary. Where you would just feel like crap, you'd get sick, right? You have to feed your brain in that same way. Your content consumption, your media consumption, you are choosing. Think about it like you're eating food. When you go and you watch the mainstream media and it just talks about the wars and the famines and you're going to die and there's crime in your area, you watch the crime tracker, there's burglaries in your area, you better be scared. You know, it's all just crap. And then you go online and you look at the news, and it's all just angles to attack you with. Just angles and political correctness and losing the foundations of what makes us human and what makes us connect with each other. Because now you're not even allowed to talk to people on the street. You're really not. If you go up to someone on the street, and I want to do a video about this, they look at you like you're crazy if you say, hey, what's up, man? How are you doing? They're like, oh, my God, someone is speaking to me, let alone shooting a video on the street. Right, when we walk around and shoot videos about whatever on the street, people look at us like, oh my God, right? All of our consumption, our brain consumption these days from the silly television shows, and it's fine to watch some of this stuff, but the mainstream media, it's all negative crap. It's like eating Cheese Whiz for a week straight, and it's killing you, and we're not even thinking about it. We're just consuming all the time, looking at stupid BuzzFeed articles, looking at stupid stuff. You have to eat wholesome things for your brain. Feed your brain wholesome information. Listening to this program, listening to Solutions, listening to Dr. Group, right? And you talk about social media. That's one of my favorite ways. I mean, Alex's page is huge. His InfoWars page is huge. Your page, the Global Healing Center page, people like Bryant McGill reaching hundreds of millions every week. That's serious media consumption change. That is literally diluting the crap put out there from the mainstream media and changing the system from the grassroots, and they can't silence that, and that's the best part. We are winning. And if people just start changing their media consumption, their brain consumption, treating it like their bodies, man, if we could just have the minds changed and the bodies changed, we'd have a revolution tomorrow. Don't you think, Dr. Group?
Yeah, one of the best ways to do that actually is to reverse the damage that's done to the brain through all the chemicals and all the heavy metals, and especially the toxic halogens. One of the reasons why we did Survival Shield and Deep Cleanse, because you want to get that mind back to a normal state. Like I was talking about earlier, there is no such thing as mental illness. All it is a toxic slew of chemicals that are creating the misfiring of the nerves in your mind and creating depression, anxiety, stress, and all the other things that they're labeling as mental illness. But yeah, one of the best ways to do that, the Germans and the Russians years ago, they used fluoride to calcify the pineal gland to take away your connection with God. So, and your third eye to calcify it and make it hard. So when you start to detoxify the body and you clean your body, it's just like a kitchen that you cook and eat three meals a day in, and you never clean up after yourself. After about a week, you're going to have mold and fungus and bacteria and viruses growing in there. And if you walk in and breathe that in, it's a diseased area. It's a diseased state. That's what's happening with most people's bodies right now. From all the chemicals and everything that they're taking in every single day, and they're not cleaning the inside of their bodies. So it's accumulating and accumulating and accumulating. And our job is to educate people as to why that is. I mean, that's what we spent all of our years doing research on. What is the root cause of disease? I don't want people walking in my office with a bunch of symptoms and I'm going to hand them a prescription medication for their headache or for their arthritis or for their diabetes. Or I don't even want to hand them a natural product for their diabetes or their heart disease or anything like that. What I want to do is address the root cause of the problem and explain to them why they have diabetes, why they have heart disease, and what they can do to fix it once and for all. And that's why the development of all the products for the InfoWars Life and the things that we do are not real, not addressed to try to sell people a bunch of stuff and make a bunch of money. Yes, it's great that we can support the activism movement and educate more people, but it's about really addressing and cleansing and eliminating, and it's the solution to what we're being bombarded with. It, especially with the iodine, is designed to decalcify and to help cleanse the thyroid, the pineal gland, to bring back. You have the not only toxic fluoride, but you have bromine and chlorine, and those are everywhere. I mean, look at the water systems. And so when you have an accumulation of all these chemicals, and then you have a restricted element that everybody needs, such as iodine, that is the whole purpose of getting the body back to normal by cleansing all these things, by doing intestinal cleansing, by doing liver and gallbladder cleansing, by doing using the deep cleanse and doing real good cellular cleansing and assisting the body in eliminating all these chemicals and toxins that are just bringing your energy levels down, causing fatigue, headaches. I tell you what. Practically every single person in the United States over the age of 12 is suffering from some form of symptom on a daily basis or some health problem.
No, it's absolutely true. And you know what? We're not the people raising the price of the AIDS pharmaceutical drug by 5,500% from $13 to $750 a pill. Real products that matter, that make a difference. And guess what? Financial support is a good thing when it's right intentioned and it supports the movement. Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alex Jones here. InfoWarsStore.com is now partnering with the top-of-the-line storable food company, My Patriot Supply, to bring you the highest quality, freshest, longest-lasting, most affordable storable foods, private labeled, from InfoWarsSelect.com at the lowest price you're going to find anywhere. The globalists want us dependent. We need to be self-sufficient. And if you don't have high-quality, long-lasting storable foods, I believe you're making a huge mistake. My goal is to find the best deals and bring it to you. Now is the time to take action and to secure your pantry for any emergency. You can buy all the great My Patriot Supply products at InfoWarsStore.com. They're the exact same products inside InfoWarsSelect.com. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com today to check out the amazing deals for yourself. Secure you and your family's needs today at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWarsSelect. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or 888-253-3139.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
We spent over a year trying to put together something for somebody, for everybody, especially working with Alex and the team over here at InfoWars Life, to create a product that would focus on helping people clean environmental chemicals and toxins from their body and how to detox those from the system. We have a lot of good products over here from the X2, all of the liver cleanse products, the Oxy powder, the Winter Sun. I mean, you name it. Down the line, everything is great. Today, though, I'm really excited because this is something that you guys have the exclusive for, which is a product called Deep Cleanse. And why I'm so excited about it is it's a unique formula, almost like the iodine crystals. We have two unique products that nobody in the world has. One of the most amazing ingredients in the world, and it's called Shilajit, and it's actually known as blood of the mountain or rock sweat because thousands of years ago, as a matter of fact, this ingredient was only given to the elite of the elite. Thousands of years ago, up in the Himalayan mountains and in Tibet.
And we wanted to put this in suffering for a couple years, but we couldn't get an organic form.
Right. I mean,
so let's explain. I mean, this stuff's so good, we couldn't put it out for years.
Right. So I had to actually, it's kind of like the iodine crystals, finding a source deep in the earth that we could get the cleanest source available. But in Tibet and in Nepal and in the Himalayan mountains, thousands of years ago, they watched these monkeys. And during the summer months, the monkeys would go up into the mountains.
Now you're being racist against monkeys.
And they would pick this black substance from the mountains. And so in Russia, they actually, it grows in Russia in the mountains and in the Himalayas and only in the summer. And Shilajit is actually the decomposition of up to 7,000 different medicinal herbs. So it decomposes, all these different herbs decompose in the Himalayan mountains and the volcanic soil up there. And what happens in the summertime,
so it's almost like an oil from...
Yes, it's high in fulvic acid, it's high in humic acid.
Because they're always claiming oil is really from decomposed animals and plants. There is some oil that is based from fossils, but most of it's really abiotic. But so this is a true fossil source? I mean, explain it to me.
It is it's really the decomposition, like I said, of over 7,000 different medicinal herbs and plants. And with the rocks and the pressure deep in the mountains, it freezes. And during the summertime, and the pressures build it up.
It oozes out.
It oozes out. So it literally oozes out of the mountain.
It's like rock sap.
It's like rock sap. It's black, and it's highly nutritious. Even in the 1980s, when the Olympic athletes in Russia were accused of being on steroids, they found out that they were actually been given Shilajit because it works as an anabolic as well, and it builds muscles. It's a big dose in there. The second big main ingredient in there is a volcanic zeolite concentrate. And what this formula is designed to do, the Shilajit and the zeolites have a real strong negative charge. All the metals and chemicals and PCBs and VOCs have positive charges. So these go in, they grab it, and then they safely eliminate it through the body so you can become healthy. I mean, this is an amazing formula. I wish I actually had it, but because this was an exclusive InfoWars Life product, you're the only one in the world that has this formula now. And, you know, there is going to be a limited supply available when you sell out because you can only harvest this once a year.
How do people take it? How is it recommended that this be done? Just a daily dose?
Yeah, daily dose. The instructions are on the label. You know, of course, I kind of modify it for each individual. It depends on what your lifestyle is. I mean, honestly, the best thing to do is for you to avoid all these chemicals and toxins in your environment and try to identify them and start slowly reducing them. But personally, I'm going to probably take it every day, every other day, and I'll probably go with about a dropper full to maybe two dropper fulls. I don't expose myself to any chemicals, but...
But it's just out there in the air. It's in everything. Well, I mean, I'll tell you what I do.
The air,
I've never been a supplement person. I keep it now on the kitchen table with a Lazy Susan, and when I just make myself take it all every day, I feel so much better.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.